Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Hey, cattle producers, it's your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 5th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, SLA TV, that's channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time, Superior Sunrise at 7:30. We'll be offering 29,000 head, including 3,700 yearling steers, 3,850 yearling heifers, 19,700 weaned calves, and 350 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video, visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com or give us a call, 800-422-2117. Remember, this sale, December 5th, and the one on December 19th, the last sales of 2019. One additional date to remember, it's Bell Ringer 33, coming the 8th and 9th of January, 2020. Up next, though, Superior Video Livestock Auction, Thursday, December 5th, 8 a.m. at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you. Good news comes from the Pacific Rim as the Japanese Diet has okayed the trade deal with the United States. The Diet is the Japanese Parliament. They have approved earlier today, Japanese time, that recently signed trade agreement between the United States and Japan. Tokyo and Washington expect to put this into effect January 1. The pact was approved by a majority vote at a plenary meeting of the House of Counselors of the Diet, and that makes it a done deal. The U.S. Congress did not have to approve this particular agreement that was put together by the Trump administration. Based on the trade deal, which was signed back in October, Japan will open its agricultural market within the levels it promised under the Trans-Pacific Partnership Multilateral Free Trade Agreement. That means that especially for the U.S. beef and pork industries, that they will be able to play catch up and get back to the same tariff levels that competing countries such as Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Mexico currently have with the Japanese. Good news, especially for the U.S. beef industry and its most important market, as is the case also with the U.S. pork industry. National Milk Producers Federation has expressed hope that the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee vote to send Dr. Stephen Hahn's nomination to be Commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to the full Senate for final confirmation. Represents another step toward greater transparency in the use of dairy terms in the marketplace. Specifically, they believe that Dr. Hahn may be willing to look hard at this issue of using milk when it comes to plant-based drinks out in the marketplace. Jim Mulhern is president and CEO of the Milk Producers. He says that it's long past time for FDA to begin enforcing its own standards, which make clear that dairy terms are reserved for real dairy products, not plant-based imitators that mislead shoppers by misrepresenting nutritionally inferior products. Bottom line, FDA up to this point has said, yep, we understand, so sorry, but the horse is out of the barn. National Milk Producers Federation says that's not good enough. Back on the trade front, the latest rumblings regarding a phase one deal between the U.S. and the Chinese. According to Reuters this morning, the United States and China are moving closer to agreeing on the amount of tariffs to be rolled back in a phase one trade deal. That's the word from Bloomberg. As of today, they've cited sources they have. U.S. President Trump yesterday had said a trade agreement with China might have to wait until after the U.S. presidential election next November, denting hopes of a resolution soon to the dispute that has weighed on the global economy. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 38th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 7th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 60 breeding-aged bulls, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 7th at Atoka Livestock Auction.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.